May, March 25th, 26th, March 26th, 2017.
Dhamma chakra. Namaskar.
You know, there are three kinds of love. In the first type of love, a person loves someone because that person can give you something you desire. This is a very conditional love. So if you want to love God, if you have this kind of love, oh Lord, I want to pray to you, please give me this, give me that. With this kind of love, your love for Paramapurusha, your love for the Supreme Being, is limited for that Supreme Consciousness. It is conditional. I will love you if you will give me what I want. This is very conditional. And what is the response to this conditional love? It seems that when you love conditionally, you have a conditional engagement with the one you love. Your love is confined within the conditions of your terms. And so much is lost in this type of love. This type of love, if you love the Supreme with this type of love, the results that will come back to you will be limited. Perhaps you will do well on your exam, perhaps you will get a new car, perhaps good things will happen in your life, and perhaps difficult things will happen in your life also. Such is the way of life, up and down. But surely you will not know Parama Purusha this way. Parama, Supreme Purusha, consciousness. You will not know that Supreme Consciousness through this type of conditional love. The next type of love is a bit broader. It is less conditioned. I love you, O Lord, I love you, because it brings me pleasure just to love you. I don't ask for anything from you. I just love you because it is my joy to love you. This is less conditional. But still, this type of love has a great limitation. With this type of love, directed to the divine, will you come to know the nature of that supreme entity? Will you come to know the nature of Paramapurusha? I just want to know you because it gives me pleasure. It is still about your own individual pleasure. And in this the ability to go beyond the ego does not exist. So in this type of love, though you may enjoy the feeling of love, it does not bring you deep understanding. It does not align you for union with the divine. So they say, yogis say, there are three types of devotees. One, this first condition, the second type will love just for the pleasure of loving. But the third type of devotee of Lord will love unconditionally. O Lord, I love you. I expect nothing in return. This unconditional love is the only love that can allow you to know Paramapurusha. It is the only love which will bring you truly close to that divine being. Because in this type of love, this unconditional love, you don't ask anything for yourself. You don't even want the pleasure of love. Just, Lord, can I serve you? Can I please you? I want to love you so that you may be happy with that love. Suddenly, in this approach, it ceases to be about I and mine. It ceases to be about acquiring something. Rather, it becomes about giving something, surrendering, letting go. In this process, mind grows in magnitude. I and mine slip away, and only Thou remains, the one true beloved of all beings, the love which is in the heart of your heart, the love within your own soul. That beloved loves you unconditionally, without boundaries. That one doesn't ask, have you performed good deeds? Maybe I would love you if you do good things. That one doesn't ask, what have you achieved? What have you accomplished? That one doesn't want to see your resume. For that divine essence is the heart of your heart, the soul of your soul, the witnessing consciousness to all that you are, all that you have ever been, all that you will ever be. That one knows your greatest strength and your weakest points. And the love that comes from that divine being is unconditional. A shower of grace. It has no beginning, no end. You cannot earn that love. You cannot acquire it. But it is free. Always there. All you must do is turn your attention away from the distractions, to that beloved within. But the mind that is absorbed in acquiring, taking, that mind has difficulty to perceive this incredible love that showers upon you from within. It becomes invisible because the mind is so busy trying to acquire, to take, to have. Perhaps you think it is the love of God you want, or perhaps it is some love of a person, or an adventure, or a job, or some material gain that strikes your fancy, and you think, only if I had that, then I would be happy. But these loves that desire give me, and then I will be happy, they are all transient images on the face of true love. And when you become engaged with the transient image, you forget. You fall into a state of forgetfulness. In that forgetfulness, you never notice the shower of infinite love that is falling on you each and every moment. But when you move your attention away from all of these distractions, all of these attachments, all of these lesser loves, and you bring your heart to the feet of the infinite, wanting nothing for yourself, but surrendering all that you are to that divine being. Then suddenly, what has always been becomes visible to you. The shower of infinite love, the grace that is falling upon you each and every moment. From that divine beloved. For that one has love which is unconditional. Does the sun say, I will only shine on the people I like, and the people I don't like I'm not going to shine on? No. The sun shines on all, good and bad, naughty and good. Both are the children of that one. All receive that grace. Only those who are distracted cannot notice it. They search endlessly with a restless mind for happiness, for their home, for where they belong. But because the mind is so distracted, that search for happiness does not find its goal until the realization comes. It is not about your I feeling. It is not about acquiring anything to make your life better. It is not about doing anything to build an improvement. It is not an acquisition. It is your natural state of being. It's the sahaj, your natural state of being. The spiritual path is one of opening, letting go. Letting go. Until when you stop struggling so much and you just breathe and you allow yourself to experience that shower of grace. The divine presence of the one true beloved. The love that has no beginning and no end. The love that cannot be earned. When you grasp to acquire it, it slides through your fingers, isn't it? But when you give all, give everything away, O Lord, not my will, but thine. When you let go, when you say, I don't know, I can't solve it, I surrender it all to you. Then the separation of I and thou gets lost in the wave of love. And the true beloved is with you, has always been with you, will always be with you, closer than close. The breath of your breath, the life of your life, the deepest love of your heart, the witness of all that you are, all that you have been, all that you will be, the beloved of your heart, is your soul's companion. Closer than close. You cannot hide from that one. Let down the barrier of separation. Surrender your pride. Surrender your separation. Until there is one flow of infinite love. And the ideas of I and thou dissolve and are washed away into the sea of infinity, where there is only one. one immortal, eternal, infinite being, one true essence, one unconditioned love. There in the heart cavern of all creation, lover and beloved become one. There is no duality, no separation. But the door to that inner cavern, that deepest sanctuary of your being, has a keeper, and the keeper of that door asks a price, and the price is all that you have acquired, all that you have believed, all that you have held on to. Lay it there at the feet of the true beloved and enter the doorway to your inner home. Their light, sound, all things become one. In the waves of unconditional love of your true beloved, in the end, all journeys come to this door, and all seekers must leave behind all that they have and enter just as their own self, without adornment. This is the way home. This is the secret jewel in the heart of the lotus. It is to know your beloved. So do not get lost on the pathway home. But let that one guide you always. Follow the light to the inner sanctum. Surrender in the deepest love that exists. This is the heart of yoga. All right. Remember, all right? Remember. Are there any questions?
What is most helpful? What is most helpful into coming your contact?
What is most helpful?
What is most helpful to come into contact with the divine in heart?
What is most helpful? Very good question, very good question.
What would help the most get there, get into the deepest heart, to be
yes.
one with the divine?
Very good question.
To commune with the divine in the heart, what is most helpful as a seeker?
First of all, you must take the time. If your heart and soul are impassioned for distractions, then the distractions will take your time, they will take your heart, and they will take your attention. So first and foremost, you must be able to bring your attention to the Beloved. Reading spiritual poetries, spiritual writings, taking time to contemplate the nature of that Divine Beloved, and then taking time for silent meditation, where the mind is stilled and the light of the infinite grows. But more than that, let the yearning of your heart draw you home. Don't suppress that yearning. Don't let it be satisfied with little distractions, temporary satisfactions. You know, it's so easy in the life, isn't it? This draws you here, that draws you there. And soon the whole life is busy, busy, busy with these things. And now there are cell phones and computers, and so many things to become television sets, you can be busy all the time. Never a time to feel your feelings. Never a time to yearn for your Beloved. Never a time to call to the Beloved and make your deep association. But when all of these distractions come to a point where they no longer fulfill you, where you know there is something more, and you want something more, then you turn your attention to that Beloved. Read, study, go to group meditations, all the things, to talk to people. Bring this to life within yourself. But mostly, then go within to your Beloved. Dance the dance of love with that one.
How can one hear the voice of the divine in the heart, in the deepest heart?
How can the what?
How can one hear the voice of the divine in the deepest heart? How can one hear the voice?
In the silence of meditation, And the key is your own sincerity and the ability to give rather than to acquire, to surrender rather than to take. That is the key. Go to the feet of your Lord and there hold on. Surrender everything. And trust. Trust. The Beloved will guide you. All right? You will be guided, don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else?
Can I ask one more question?
Sorry.